With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So yesterday we talked about how we were signing those Riptide jerseys because they had the big Boomer Esiason night at Nassau Coliseum, the New York Riptide, the professional lacrosse team, the box lacrosse team, and they didn't wash the jerseys and they stunk, but we signed them and they're going to auction them off. And the partnership you had there with West Hampton Brewery with the Boomer Esiason Foundation beer, the IPA that they put out.
They have a Riptide beer that we received part of the proceeds.
Perfect. So all this was a big deal. And everything worked out great for you and the foundation.
It was a tremendous night. I had a great time. And seeing box lacrosse for the first time in person, I just could not believe how quick it was, how violent it was. And it was just a combination of lacrosse as we know it and Irish hurling. Where they just go after each other, where they don't wear the pads.
Yeah, so there was one person this night didn't work out for, and that was Peter Schwartz, part-time update anchor. He has filled in with us a number of times.
Love Peter Schwartz.
Friend of the show. He's going to be at the live show doing what we call humor, where he's self-deprecating. He had the big story about the ranch getting spilled on him, so he's like, I'll get some ranch spilled on me. We're going to have a great time. He's awesome. He's great.
That was your idea.
It was, yes. Oh. But he agreed to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, why do you want to like distance yourself from that, of all things?
Well, I just don't want him to feel like I'm picking on him.
No, he doesn't feel that way.
You know, Boomer's putting, dressing on me because
Boomer's
he's picking
not
on me.
You're not the
Boomer
one.
Boomer doesn't really have anything to do with that.
Yeah, right.
Unless I talk about myself in the third person.
This is what you say. Yeah, Boomer doesn't go to the creative meeting, so it has nothing to do with this. There was, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. It's not a Boomer's picking on him thing at all.
Good, I just, I
it's not at all.
Right.
He's in, don't worry about it.
Never pick on people.
It's not happening. Don't worry about it. Peter Schwartz was expecting you to go up for a halftime interview, which you said you were going to do on the air. So you said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be up there, whatever.
Yeah, I figured he would be down by the boards, which he wasn't. I didn't realize the radio announce booth was up. I think it was up higher.
Yeah, well,
I'm not really sure where it was, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I never saw Peter Schwartz. He never came over and said hello.
Mm-hmm.
He never, said, hey, Boom, you remember me at halftime? We're going to do an interview.
Yeah.
I never even saw him.
Does he have your number?
No, he does not.
He does not have your number.
No.
Okay. So he didn't end up texting you, but apparently the request was put in. Someone was going to bring you up to him. That all was going to happen. He was convinced that this halftime interview was going to happen because he is the play-by-play voice of the Riptide. He was going to do this interview at halftime.
Look, I love Peter Schwartz. Great guy. I have no idea where he was in this building.
Okay.
And by the way, where is the interview even being played? I don't even know.
It was on WRHU, which
is the Hofstra University radio station.
Okay. Yes, radio station.
I don't want to diminish that, but I have no idea where he is or what he's doing.
Okay. So he,
and by the way, not one PR person came to me and said, oh, by the way, you're doing the halftime interview with Peter Schwartz.
Okay, so I was able to acquire the audio of Peter Schwartz promoting this interview.
Okay.
Which is, to me, hilarious because if you listen in his voice, he is hopeful but cautiously optimistic that this thing is going to happen. So he did it three times, not once, not twice. But three times promoted the Boomer Esiason halftime.
How did you find this?
Don't worry about it. I got sources.
I just wonder where you found it from.
I'm not going to give up my sources. Come on.
See, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. You have no concept of like, I went to the game. You would expect that somebody would say to me, hey, can you do the halftime interview with Peter Schwartz? Nobody even remotely even said that to me.
Well, you said you were going to do it on the air.
Totally forgot about it. You can't understand like what it means to go to a game, watch the game, speak with the commissioner, the owner of the team, and try to get the sense of what's going on in the National Lacrosse League and everything else.
Sure.
And then I left at halftime.
Right, exactly.
Nobody said, hey, can you go see Peter Schwartz at halftime? Nobody said one word to me.
All right, so here's Peter promoting this interview for the first time.
It's a very special night here at the Coliseum tonight. It's Boomer Esiason Foundation night, and proceeds tonight, a portion of the proceeds will go towards the Boomer Esiason Foundation in the fight against cystic fibrosis. Boomer is here tonight. He took part in a VIP event before the game. He's going to be part of the opening faceoff, and we do expect him to join us at halftime.
That was a great... That was a great promo for the foundation. My goodness.
Yes.
He really got into that.
Yeah, he did.
He nailed all the talking points for you.
You know, I don't think he ever missed one of my all-star football games. I think he was there with his kids every single year.
With free tickets, I'm sure.
I have no idea.
But he was supporting. He was supporting just like he was
yes,
on the
he
air.
He always supports Long Island. This is why you got to love Peter Schwartz.
He's one of my favorites.
Through and through Long Island, just like you are.
If it wasn't for me, Peter Schwartz wouldn't be filling in. I fought for Schwartz to come in and fill in.
You fought for Schwartz?
Fought for Schwartz.
But we've all fought for Schwartz around here. And by the way, I'm surprised.
Schwartz fighters.
Right, with Schwartz fighters. I'm surprised he's not a part of the bartending deal today. That he would have been perfect for that because he has no idea about any of it.
You know what? I don't know if he drinks though. I should ask him to come and be a part of that today. It's a good one. All right. So that was the first one. Did a great promo for the foundation. Special night here. It's a special night for Boomer Esiason Foundation. This was the second promo for the interview.
Boomer at center. We plan to have him on at halftime.
It's expected.
Yep.
But the request was put in, it was acknowledged. And now we just hope that it actually does happen.
I acknowledge it here. He said one word to me at the game. You can
loser.
Right. You can ask anybody that I was around. Rich, any of those guys.
You're a loser.
You know. See, you guys don't understand. You guys just don't understand.
By the way, the commissioner of the league did go up the stairs and talk to Peter Schwartz at halftime.
No, that was pregame. He did it, and they taped it.
Okay, but he still went up there.
No, he didn't.
He went up there. He came up to the booth.
I don't think he came up to the booth. I'm not sure.
I got people in the booth texting me that he came up to the booth. So that was his partner was also in there, Peter Schwartz, and then Peter came in. Goes the request was put in. It was acknowledged. And now we wait to see if it actually happens. So that didn't happen, unfortunately for him. And there was one more time that Peter Schwartz and his partner did promote this interview prior to it not happening.
Boomer Esiason is here. He had the ceremonial face-off. He's sitting in the owner's box down to our right. And we do expect Boomer to join us at halftime.
Biblical about thrice denied.
You're a loser.
You'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
Loser, loser, and the triple.
Get lost, you loser.
Now, what I had hoped for and what Eddie had hoped for was the tail between the legs audio of Boomer didn't join us. I'm sorry to everybody that was waiting for the Boomer interview, but when you didn't come up, they didn't address it. They were so embarrassed, him and his co-host, that they didn't address the whole thing. So that was that. So you let him down. Let him down in a big way.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys just don't understand. I tell you.
And by the way, not only was that commissioner interview live, it was in the booth, and here is photo evidence.
Really shouldn't go on the air with confirmation than when you didn't have confirmation to do the interview.
That is true.
Not one person said anything to me about any halftime interview. The only time that I had heard about a halftime interview was when Peter asked us, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we did, texted both Al and I to ask you.
Right.
And that's it.
I said, sure, if I'm around, sure. But nobody contacted me the day of the game. And I was there.
Yes. Yeah, that's
I was there an hour before the game. And I left at halftime.
So what I'll do is I'll make sure that I get Peter your number. And then next time when something like this comes up, he can go directly to you. Good?
No, I like him to handle it through Al.
Oh, okay. To go through Al?
Yeah, because I feel like Al's my radio liaison.
Right, so when I got that message, I ignored the message. Thus not seemingly confirming a Boomer interview. I did not confirm an interview.
So it's on Al. Because Al didn't remind me. He could have reminded me Saturday.
Didn't seem like it was really a big thing.
All right. Yeah, it wasn't a big thing to you or me or Boomer, but it was. It was a big thing for Peter Schwartz.
You guys are going to pour, you know, ranch dressing on him on April 7th, and everything will be fine.
Apparently, well, now he's saying no interview, no ranch, is what he just texted me now.
Okay.
So I told him to call in for the last 3 minutes here because I can't take his constant text messages.
You can make this good. You can just go to the next Riptide game.
There's one more. It's the final game on Saturday night.
Oh, it's too bad I'm not going to be around.
Yeah.
I would have gone and stepped in for you.
You got something going on in Sayville, right?
No, I don't, actually. Greenport, believe it or not.
All right. Peter Schwartz, what's happening, Peter? Good morning.
Hey, Boomer, how are you?
Good. How come nobody came down to remind me that you were doing an interview with me at halftime?
Well, Rich knew about it.
Rich never said one word to me.
I was at the shoot-around with him that morning, and we had talked about it, so...
Yeah, I don't want to blame Rich, because Rich is the general manager. He's trying to run the freaking club.
I'm not blaming Rich either, but he did alert me at the shoot-around Saturday morning that the expectation from your people that you were leaving before halftime.
Right.
So we promoted it. Now, I got there. I had some other responsibilities to take care of before the game. I did not go to that VIP.
What kind of responsibilities?
I was hosting a journalism class and giving them a tour of the Coliseum and telling them about the Riptide and what I do for them, and then gave them a tour of the press box. So I did not have the opportunity to get down. However, the same person that we sent down, our production assistant that came down to get the commissioner from the owner's box, we had sent that person down probably with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And by the time he got down there, the clock hit zero on the second quarter. You got up from your seat in the owner's box, shook some hands, ran up the Zamboni entrance, and I found out later on that you had your car in the loading dock, so you ran out as soon as the I don't even think you were there 10 seconds after the clock hit zero.
First of all, Peter, I didn't run out of anywhere. I walked out.
Well, you left pretty quickly.
I walked out, and they were kind enough. I guess there are a number of people that parked down by the loading dock. Are you one of those people that parked down there?
I don't park down there. I park in the media lot outside.
Yeah, there are about 25 cars parked down there. I don't know if they were players or, you know, ownership or whatever. So, yeah, they were kind enough to put me down there, which I certainly appreciated. And then I said I was leaving at halftime.
I don't have that kind of clout.
Obviously.
Yeah, you don't have enough clout to get Boomer up there to do a halftime interview, much less park in the loading dock. I mean, for crying out loud.
Anyway, so that production assistant never found me. I never saw him or her. I'm not sure who it was.
He didn't get down there in time. Because the clock hit zero. We had our eyes on you. And as soon as that clock hit zero, you couldn't have got out of there any quicker.
Yeah, I told him I was leaving at halftime.
Was it reported back to you that Boomer did break out into a jog?
See ya!
Was that? Because you did say run twice.
Yeah, you said run twice, which I think is totally inaccurate.
You move pretty quickly.
I signed a couple autographs leaving, too, by the way. So I wasn't obviously running.
Well.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Who was your co-host there? Was that person as disappointed as you were? Because it sounded like someone young in the business.
It is. Well, I do the games on Hofstra's radio station, and part of that arrangement is that different students at WRAQ rotate through the season. So that was Christian Gardecki, who is a senior at Hofstra, and he does a lot of the games with me. There's a bunch of different people that work through, and sometimes they do sideline reporting, sometimes they run the board back at the station. So part of my job with the Riptide, not only doing the play-by-play, but I also mentor these students.
Because you're a mensch. You're a mentor and a mensch.
So when I get to the Coliseum, part of my responsibilities is, you know, to help, you know, get them ready for the broadcast. On that particular night, there was another journalism class from another college who a friend of mine is their professor, William Patterson University. And I hosted those students, so I didn't really get a chance to get downstairs.
Well, there you go. So you're doing a lot of good stuff, yeah. Peter, so that's great.
This Gardecki kid, though, he was heartbroken, crestfallen, and Boomer didn't show up there?
He was, I think, more heartbroken than I was, because obviously I've met and worked with Boomer so many times before, and he was really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I got to make it up to him somehow.
Are you working with him again this weekend?
This weekend, he's my sideline reporter, so somebody else is doing color in the booth with me on Saturday.
Tell him to just hang out in the loading dock, and maybe Boomer will show up, do a quick spot. Yes.
Go screw.
See ya! yes, Peter, you're about to say something?
No, I was waiting for the sound effects there.
Go screw.
See ya.
I am happy though that Boomer had a good time at the half that he was there for.
Yeah, it was great. It was I'd never been to a box lacrosse game before, and I told people that if you got nothing to do on a Saturday night and you got a couple kids, you want to go see something fun and something exciting, and this is it. This is right up your alley.
It's a great sport. I love doing the games. I did the play by play for the old team that played in the Coliseum back in the day, the Saints. So it was great when this came back. And there's one more home game left, Saturday night. So one more chance for people to check it out.
All right, very good, Peter. And we apologize on behalf of the show that this didn't happen. But you got to get more people involved to wrangle Boomer. It's tough, man. It's a tough situation. So
I'm sure we can come to a makeup on this. I'm sure we can figure something out.
I'm working on it.
It's good to talk to you guys. Looking forward to April 7th.
All right, Peter. Take care, man. It's great to always talk to Peter Schwartz, who is mentoring children. He's doing play-by-play for the Riptide. He's just doing everything.
He's everywhere.
A great father. He's an ambassador for Long Island.
He is.
He really is tremendous. So we thank him for his time.
See ya!
How do you like me now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.